This is 24 Years on the Bright Side, a series of stories from my life where things don't always go according to plan. I'm Allison Blaze here on burst.co.uk. Is that all right with everyone?
Oh, yeah, great.
Yay! So if you're ready, I'd like to begin with a story from year zero. I know it sounds weird, but it's a really important story because it's the story of how I came into existence. It all started on a hot summer Wednesday when my mom, who at the time had been described by a coworker as being so pregnant. I've actually met this coworker. Every time I see her, she tells me a story how each day her and her friend would be surprised that my mom was showing up and still hadn't had the baby. True story. My mom realized she was having the baby, and she called my dad to take her to the hospital. Then she called her mother or my grandmother. My grandmother was flattered, but she told my mom that she should really call my dad. So at the time, my mom was thinking, yeah, I know. I did that. Just wanted to let you know, because, you know, you're the grandmother, and you're my mother. Anyways, so my parents got in the car and headed to the hospital. And once they reached the freeway, they hit a major traffic jam, and the hospital exit was just out of reach. My dad knew his only option was to pass all of the cars on the side of the road. And like most people, because they're all waiting, when they see this one car trying to get around on the side of the road, they got angry, and one guy even gave my dad the middle finger. So my dad had no choice. He rolled down the window and started yelling out to drivers who were blocking him on the side of the road that his wife was having a baby and he needed to get through. Luckily enough, people heard him and they moved out of the way. My parents got to the hospital fine, and everything went as smoothly as possible after that. Because let's face it, labor isn't smooth or easy or anything like that. After 8 hours of labor, again, it wasn't easy. My mom was understandably tired, and the nurses rolled me away to get cleaned up and ready for the first days of my life. As my mother was settling in for bed, the nurses brought me in and asked her if she wanted me to sleep in the room. She said no, because she knew she would have many a sleepless night with me in the room after today. The nurse then replied that I was hungry and needed to be fed, thinking my mom would feed me. This is exactly what happened in that moment. My mom turned to the nurse and said, "Well, feed her then. Isn't that what I'm paying you people for?" Yep. Those were the first moments of my life. And I can only imagine the look on the nurse's face after this, because I'm sure she was looking with disapproval, thinking, wow, this woman is a mother now. Even though I don't remember the story, I remember hearing it repeatedly throughout my life. And I wouldn't say my life started out on the wrong foot, but definitely on an interesting one. Or maybe it's that I always just try and look on the bright side. Find out what happened on my first ski trip next time on Bright Side. 24 Years on the Bright Side was recorded as live in front of an audience. It was produced with the help of Kieran Thompson and me, Allison Blaze. The music was composed by Michael L. Worrell. This has been a burst.co.uk production.